Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a story about the Mezrich Maggid and his son, who was known as Avram the Malach. Now, we have to explain his names. The Mezrich Maggid means a Maggid, a teacher, or a person who gives over speeches, stories, teachings of Torah from the city of Mezrich. His real name was Dov Ber, and he was actually the primary, the top student of the Baal Shem Tov, and he was actually in turn the teacher of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, near Zalman of Liadi. His birthday's passed a couple of weeks ago, on the 18th of Elul, Chai Elul, the 18th of Elul. That's when the Baal Shem Tov was born, and about 50 years later, when the first Chabad Rebbe, Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, author of the Tanya, Shulchan Aruch, when he was born. So this is about Mezrich Maggid, the bear, who was in between the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe. He was the main student of the Baal Shem Tov, and he became Rebbe after him, and he was the teacher of the Alter Rebbe. He had a son named Avram. He was nicknamed Avram the Malach because he was a very, very holy person. In fact, he was a chavrusa with the Alter Rebbe. When the Alter Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, first came to learn Torah with the Mezrich Maggid, his Rebbe, Mezrich Maggid assigned him part of the time to learn, actually 6 hours a day, in a chavrusa with Rebbe Avraham. So this is a story about Rebbe Avraham, later nicknamed the Malach, when he was a young child. And his father, the Mezrich Maggid, Rabbi Dov Ber. So when Avram was a young child, he one time came to his father in tears. He was crying. What was he crying about? He had been playing a game, which we all know, called hide and go seek with a friend. And Avram hid in a really good spot, but his friend lost interest in the game suddenly, and ran off to do something else. And so little Avram was in his hiding place, waiting for his friend to come and find him, which is, of course, all the fun when your friend tries to find you. But he never came. His friend never came because he quit the game. And little Avram was so upset that his friend quit the game like that in the middle that he came crying to his father and explained what happened. There they were having this fun game, and he had hidden, and his friend was supposed to search for him, and his friend stopped searching. No more fun. No more fun to be hiding if your friend is searching. When Rabbi Dov Ber, the Mezrich Maggid, heard this from his little boy, he lifted his eyes to heaven, and he cried out, "Eibishter, Hashem, you too have hidden your face from us. You are hiding from us because you want us to seek you out. You want us to look for you. But your children have gotten tired of the game. And therefore, though they're meant, it's time to stop hiding. The game is over. There's no fun in the game if the one who's seeking stops playing. And Hashem, you are hiding yourself so well that your children are giving up on finding you. Therefore, Rabbi Dov Ber meant, Hashem, stop hiding, stop the game, and reveal yourself to us with the final geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu. May it happen immediately. Immediately. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.